Hello.
Hi, Esmeralda. This is Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Good, fighting for you. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I want to apologize for the delay. I'm kind of, you know, more of a peon here than anything, and I'm working with the underwriters back and forth. And they told me that, you know, the 6 month time business would work, but then they came back and they said that even though they got the 6 months because of the time and business change, they can't qualify for the program what they were shooting for. I wanted to go over some options for you because I definitely think it's right to give customers options and tell them what's available. We definitely don't want to be aggressive in any type of financing we offer. So the first thing is your funding is approved for the $11,000 for the cooler. I know that you're trying to pay for the difference and get some extra capital to do that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The loan, the lease with option to own, and I know you don't want to mix the companies, correct?
Correct.
All right. Which, it's fine. I'm not here to tell you how to run your business. I'm just here to give you options. The lease to own is under Seminole because that's a new business, and that's a collateralized financing obligation. If you don't pay, even though it's a walk-in cooler that doesn't have much value, we can come, we can take that walk-in cooler and resell it to recoup the losses. With working capital, that's cash, and that's really unsecured. And I'm not having the best of luck because the business is so new. I don't think you run a bad business. I think you run a great business. You have good cash flow, but it's a very new business, and there's not a lot of lenders in the space that do new businesses. I want to give you some options before, and I know you need to make a decision, but I don't want to kind of hit you with expensive pricing. There is a lender we work with that will most likely approve your file. They will do files with basically startup businesses as little as 3 months time in business, sometimes even 2 months time in business. Here's the only caveat. Their loans are very, very short term. Your loan from Canada is about 12 months long, correct?
Yeah.
We do 2-year to 3-year loans on cash loans for established businesses, which is great. But this lender, and I don't work for this lender, but their loans, the flip side is, they're going to give you probably funding. They'll give you an approval. The bad thing is, their terms are very, very short. And by that I mean very, very short, these terms are generally 3 to 4 months terms. And for many customers, if we don't present these terms to them, they get sticker shock and they say, there's absolutely no way I'm doing that. Before I go down that road, I don't want to provide you with something that isn't a good fit for your business. Would you be comfortable doing a very short-term cash loan for the difference in funding?
How many months did you say?
They typically offer 3 to 4 months. And the reason is
that's
for
the
new...
shortest?
That's the longest.
I mean, that's the longest, my bad.
Because for them, the way that they, and this is one of the challenges. Go ahead,
so
I'm sorry.
So what are we looking for? Like, each month would be about how much if it's only 3 months?
I think
so
if we did,
around
their funding, yeah, their funding is really, really, I mean, this is all about a need, but I don't hide the fact. So let me give you some ideas of what they would look at to say to do the extra $7,000, because you're looking for about $7,000 extra. If they funded $7,000 and they did it over, say, a 6 month period, let me just tell you, and I'm going to assume 4 months because I'm going to assume kind of if it's better, it's better, but I don't want to overpromise. Assuming that it's $7,000, that on a monthly basis over 4 months would probably be around $2,200 to $2,500 per month, and so it's a lot of money. It's a very short term loan to meet a need. But I want to make sure, or I want to ask if that's something you're okay with before offering this type of pricing, because I don't want to offer you something that you're going to reject.
Would you be able to get me like maybe 6 months or no?
I can ask. But there's no problem in me asking. I don't want you to think we're shooting for a year term here. I can ask and get you a decision, hopefully tomorrow or Tuesday. I don't know if they're open tomorrow due to the holiday weekend, and obviously July 4th is Monday. But their pricing tends to be, it's kind of off the record. It's something that makes me highly uncomfortable offering to a customer unless they really need the funding, because it's very short term. And many customers have said, hey, look, but that's like your dead set against, you know, if you want to keep it under Seminole, which I can understand, those are the kind of terms I think that would be available for you. Do you, there's no harm in asking. There's no cost for me to ask. Would you like me to ask on that?
I do. I think we would be able to do it if it was like maybe 5 months, five or six, like maybe a little bit under 2,000, like 1,800 a month.